get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings, golf lovers, and welcome once again to your favorite source for golf news and entertainment. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Butenhoff coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, our normal home for the show here, most of the time anyway. And welcome to all of you, and I know that we've got some good golf weather throughout even a lot of the northern climes this week, so I hope you can get out and play sometime this week. Today on the show, we're going to talk equipment for the second time this year. Adams Golf has come out with a new Speedline series of drivers, fairway metals, and hybrids, and Justin Honea, who is their director of product development, will be here to explain the latest advancements from Adams. Justin is also involved with tour player feedback from the PGA Tour, so he's a good one from Adams to explain all of this and the new Speedline series of drivers from Adams Golf. Also today, there is a new real-time scoring application hitting the market that is called iWanamaker. It can be downloaded to your phone and can be used for corporate or company events, and you can use it to set up your own event. I can't really describe it exactly, but I've got just the guy here that will be able to do that, and that's Doyle Heisler, one of the developers of the program. A new feature and a new gadget for all of you folks that like that sort of thing in the golf world. And also today I'm going to take a look at the latest tour player survey that's conducted each winter by Golf Magazine and Sports Illustrated, and we'll give you the results of what's going on tour today on Tee to Green.
The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We're live and in real time on the internet at our website, tgreenradio.com, or directly through sportsbyline.com, Sirius Channel 208, XM Channel 93, and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
When tech consultant Bob Perkins stays at La Quinta, he uses the latest HD TV with plug and play to get amped for his presentation. He plugs in his laptop, puts his charts up on a flat screen, and cues up some 80s shock rock.
Okay, third quarter output.
And after that kind of prep, you know what Bob does in his meeting? He bowls them over. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green, the golf show, coming to you every Sunday morning on Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio. I'm Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Last summer, we had Barney Adams, the founder of Adams Golf, on the air, but we didn't talk equipment or anything with him. We talked about the Tee It Forward program that he is involved with, getting people to play from the proper tees and speeding up the game of golf, hopefully, something that Jay and I have done quite religiously since then. We did that ahead of time, too, a little bit. But today we're going to talk actually equipment with Adams Golf. And on the phone is Justin Honea, who is the director of product development for the Adams Golf line. And he's going to talk about the new Speedline series of drivers and fairway metals. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm splendid. Have you gotten to play any golf this spring, or are you one of those guys that because you work in the golf business, you don't get to play much?
I'd say it's about half and half. Some days, no, I've got to play a few times. I try and play two or three times a week on a good week, and then I'll go through spells where, you know, obviously with business and traveling overseas and whatnot, it's sometimes golf's the second option. So
yeah, certainly is. I suppose someone in your position, you have to play a little bit to make it sound like you know what you're talking about too, doesn't it?
I think it helps. I definitely think that helps, and it's good to keep a close connection with what the product you're working with. So
definitely. Justin is the director of player development for Adams, and we're going to talk about the new Speedline series of drivers that have come out here this year. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the drivers, and the new Speedline Fast 12, Justin. Features what's called an airfoil design. Explain to our listeners what that is.
Well, what we've done, I think this is, you know, we've done this for a good four generations now, but Speedline technology. We pretty much brought it to the golf industry. We invented the aerodynamic pitch on drivers and the aerodynamic design. We basically analyzed what the key important aspect of a driver is, its distance. So we maximize the volume, we maximize the CT or trampoline effect of the face, so how hot that face is. And we maximize that within the USGA's rule. So we're looking at how to get more distance out of a golf club. So distance is basically ball speed, which is club head speed. So with aerodynamics, we've able to increase the club head speed, of the average player. I mean, everybody's going to see an increase with our aerodynamic technology. So this airfoil design is a extra addition that basically reduces the drag another 14%. And what, you know, the listeners will take from that, the 14% reduction in drag adds 3 mph to their club head speed. So, you know, they're going to get a total of, you know, some guys may see 5 to 10 yards, some guys may see a little bit more in distance.
And also, with this, I believe that you're, even though you're talking about the big, the 450 size drivers, wind resistance, if you want to call it that, or aerodynamics, is that of a smaller, maybe a 360 driver that we used to see. Is that right?
Right. You know, that back in the day when we used to have the 300 cc's, the 360 cc, and even some of the 400 cc's, we didn't see a big aerodynamic problem. That's why aerodynamics, they were never introduced to the golf world, because a smaller club head doesn't have as much surface area. So, you know, it's wind resistance, just like you said. So when we stepped it up and everybody in the golf industry maxed the volume out, USGA's limit, nobody reevaluated the aerodynamics of a golf club. So, yeah, definitely, when you go back to a 360cc, aerodynamics is not quite as critical as it is on a 460cc head. And to that point, the bigger the head, the bigger the shape. So if it's more of a square and not a circular or oval shape, that's even going to make more drag. So you have to really look at more aerodynamics when you start getting different shapes and drivers.
Now, your Speedline Fast 12 driver, there's the Fast 12 and there's also the Fast 12 LS. What is the difference?
Well, the Fast 12 is our aerodynamic bomber. It's our, basically, for guys that need a little more spin, this thing is going to, they're both aerodynamic. So the Fast 12 is going to be a little more launch and a little more spin. The Fast 12 LS is a new line that we had. We put interchangeability. The hosel is adjustable. So we're able to adjust for line loft, and we're able to adjust, which is a key, we think, for length. So on the LS, which is what we would consider a high launch, low spin driver for the faster swing speeds, the guys that struggle with spin, this is going to be a great fit for them. We've had great success with it on tour. Of our staffers immediately switched to it. And just the adjustability factor, I think, is kind of cool for the average golfer. So they can go out and they can tweak it. You know, obviously, I recommend getting fit for it. But
sure,
the tweak, you know, the ability to tweak it on their own, they can go out there. If it's a windy day, they can turn it down a degree. That means taking 1 degree off the loft, and that could help them on a windy day. So, you know, we opened our category up a little bit this year by adding the adjustability on the driver.
And that the adjustable drivers in fairway woods, that's almost something that every company's got to get involved with now, I think, isn't it? Would you say that?
You know, I would. I think it's becoming a trend in the golf industry. There's been a lot of resistance for the adjustability because from a design and from an engineer standpoint, adjustable golf clubs, they constrain us on what we can do with the performance of the golf club. Now, I'm talking about mass. You know, you put a lot of mass in the hosel because you have these components. You're not able to move mass in certain areas of the golf club that we think as designers to optimize the ball flight and trajectory and forgiveness. It's a tough, you have to really, you're constrained with how much you can move. So I would say it is a trend. I think we're all going to it. And I think it's a necessity. I think the players, you know, the guys that see it, they like it. It's cool for fitting. I mean, you can fit players quickly. It helps our guys inside. You know, when they bring a guy in to get fit, they let him hit it on a launch monitor. And if it's launching too high, they just adjust it. It takes them 20 seconds, let the guy hit it, and you could have a winner. So it's really good for the fitting aspect, and it just allows the consumer to have a few more, you know, they can adjust it on their own. And it's a home run, I think.
Talking with Justin Honia, he's the director of product development for Adams Golf. Justin also works a lot with the various tour players and getting feedback. When players come to you, for example, what are they telling you? We just got a couple minutes left here. What is a typical conversation like with you and one of the tour players?
I think typically when we go and talk to a tour player, and I'll just, you know, a couple of our guys, for instance, are big staff players on tour, whether it's Aaron Baddeley, Ryan Moore, Tom Watson, Bernhard Langer. Basically, we're working on ball flight. Those guys, they're great at what they do. I mean, they don't miss the center of the golf club. So
when not often. They come,
they very seldom miss the center, yeah. It's great going out and watching those guys hit balls. So I would say the biggest concern they have is ball flight and spin. So they're going to come to me and they're going to say, my driver is spinning too much, or my irons are launching too high or spinning too much. I'm not getting the consistency that I'm looking for. So with that, we work on different head designs, because each one of our, whether it's an iron, hybrid, or driver, it's designed slightly different. And like I said, fitting is a huge factor in the golf industry, in the golf world. So we'll go out and work with them on a launch monitor. We'll gather all the data we need, whether it's launch conditions, so you're looking at launch angles, spin rates, ball speeds. You know, we can go as far as looking at how they're swinging the golf club. And then we can back it out and we can talk about what the best option is to produce what they think in their mind is their optimum golf shot.
Good deal.
I have what I think, but they play on a day-to-day basis, so they're looking for a specific trajectory out of their irons. And my job, you know, is to give them the best equipment, but also cipher through what I feel is the best and give them what they want. So it's... Good. You know, it goes back and forth, and we'll go through the designs a couple times.
And no doubt that they're very specific and dialed in. Justin, I wish we had more time. Thanks for bringing that information to us. Tell Barney that Jay and Jerry from Tee to Green are teeing it forward, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay, perfect, Jerry.
Justin Honea from Adams Golf. We'll be back. Stay with us on Tee to Green right after this.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the Operations and Membership Golf Professional at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about setup, and hopefully we're all working out and getting our bodies in shape. But when you get back out on that range, you really want to pay very close attention to your setup. Posture. Check your posture. Make sure you're maintaining a good spine angle throughout the swing, which will enable you to hit solid shots each and every time. Your grip is very crucial. Too strong, too weak. That alone, with everything else perfect, can make the ball move right or left when we don't want it to. And finally, just our overall stance. Make sure your ball position's good. Too far forward, you're going to hit the ball left. Too far back, and you're going to hit the ball right. So those things are very important to focus on.
For more on grip, stance, and posture, be sure you check out the website, tgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Segment of Tee to Green is brought to you locally in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's now 100 years of serving family with dignity and heritage. You can come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade in the Springs, or call 719-471-9900. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, 20 years and change now, and we're in year 7 with our current home at the Broadmoor Resort full-time and on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming up, Doyle Heisler with I Wanna Maker. We're going to talk to him a little bit later. But first, every year, Golf Magazine and Sports Illustrated do a tour player survey. And it asks all kinds of various questions. They tend to break it up a little bit each year. It's very entertaining to look at. Sometimes their responses are a little bit off the wall. This year, they surveyed more than 200 tour players from all three U.S. tours, the PGA, the Champions Tour, and the LPGA. And each winter, we like to run through some of the results and give you an idea of what the tour players think about certain things, golf-related and sometimes not golf-related either. On the PGA Tour, one of the first things they asked people this year, and we, a lot of media types always talk about this, of the best player on tour without a win or without a major. Without a win right now, Ricky Fowler got 42% of that vote this year. And the second interesting and I think a good choice was Steve Marino, 30%. Steve has finished second, I think, five times or something like that right now. Lost a couple of times in a playoffs, can't quite seem to break through. And he was up there on that poll. People asked if certain players belong in the Hall of Fame at some day. Jim Furyk, 94% said yes. Colin Montgomery, 84% said yes. And I'm sure that both of those will get into the Hall of Fame at some point down the road. The Olympics have added golf as an event starting in 2016. In Brazil, and as you may have heard last week, we let you all know, if you hadn't heard, that Gil Hance is going to be involved, the main architect for the Olympic golf course that will be built down in the Rio de Janeiro area for the games 4 years from now. Question was whether players would rather win the Players' Championship or an Olympic gold medal. And the players got 64%, but the Olympics got 36%, which I thought was a little unusual that it would be that high. Also on the PGA Tour, let's see here, what else was pretty entertaining? Whether or not there's a talk about whether the tour players should play every event on the tour over the course of a 4 or 5 year span. 40% say they should, 60% say they should not. Have you ever voted for a Democrat? Only 16% of tour players said they have. 34% of champions tours. We always talk about that, about how conservative and right-wing the tour players are. I thought 16% was kind of high. That's pretty good, I guess. Majors, who's going to win a major? Most likely in the next few years, Rory McIlroy or Luke Donald. Rory won that one going away, 93-7. Who will win more majors in the next 5 years, Rory or Tiger? Rory won that one, 52-48. Will Steve Stricker ever win a major? 83% said yes. Will Sergio Garcia? 55% said no. On the seniors' side, let's see. They didn't have a whole lot of interesting stuff going on here. Although 64% of the seniors or the Champions Tour players said they hit it further now than they did when they were in their prime, let's say when they were 30 or 35 years old. And certainly no surprise there with all the advancements in golf club technology and that sort of thing. Belly putters have become a common discussion on tour, or the long putters, whether should they be allowed or not. The PGA Tour said 56% said that they should be banned, 85% on the women's side, which I thought was interesting, and only 38% on the Champions Tour. No surprise there. Women's results. The most overrated American, Michelle Wee, hands down won that poll with 61%. The best American player, Christy Kerr, 57%. And this one I kind of found interesting. Didn't think it would be this much. They asked players, the women, whether they would rather have Yanni Tseng's swing or Natalie Gulbis's body. 20% went with Natalie. That was a little high, I thought. Although just about two-thirds would rather have Yanni Tseng swing. You can find these results by going to golf.com or Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Hit the golf section there. And it came out in the Golf Confidential issue, which came out a couple weeks ago, I guess it was. So that's where we stand right now. All right, my next guest is a new... I guess one of the designers, if you will, or developers of a new product. It's called I Wanna Maker, and I can't really describe what this thing does. So I've got just the man that we need to talk to here, Doyle Heisler from I Wanna Maker. The letter I, Wanna Maker, just like the trophy. And Doyle, welcome to the show, and introduce yourself and tell people what this contraption is that you guys have come up with here.
Hi, Jerry. Well, and thank you for asking me to be on the show. My name is Doyle Heisler, and I've come up with an idea that it all started back about a year ago. And the reason I thought of the idea was if we've all played in tournaments, or whoever has played in a tournament, you find yourself on the second or third hole, and all the players are asking each other, what's going to win it today? And so then, people come up with, well, last year 17 under won it, and so let's go ahead and do our best and see if we can get to 17 under, 18 under, and then we'll hope for the best. So I took that as, gosh, you know, we got to be able to fix this. And so I thought, well, everyone's carrying around these smartphones these days, and so we should be able to use those to record the scores. And if everyone's recording scores, we should be able to create a leaderboard. So that's what I set out to do, and my first prototype was launched last April, and now we have a full-blown product that anyone can use. You go in, you set up your tournament, you invite your players, you pick your course, and on the day of the tournament, everyone who's participating logs in, and as they play their round, they put their score in. It takes care of handicaps. You don't have to worry about anything but putting in your gross score, the score you got in the hole, and we create a leaderboard for everyone, and they can hold that leaderboard in the palm of their hand.
So it's real-time scoring for a corporate or company event, just like you would have on a tour event.
Exactly, yeah, you get to feel like a pro. It's a good way to explain it. So you can use it for team events or individual events. It doesn't really, it's not just for one or the other. Whenever you have a tournament where you've got golfers spread throughout a golf course, you know, if you're playing in one group, obviously you don't need a leaderboard, but when you have tournament where you got people spread throughout the golf course, it's perfect for that situation.
All right, we will follow up and get more information on that right after this break. Doyle Heisler from I Wanamaker with us. We're coming to you live on Sirius Channel 208, XM 93, worldwide on American Forces, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay with us.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
According to the National Chicken Council, Americans ate an average of 84 pounds of chicken per person last year. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Chicken may be great for family meals, but oven baking can dry it out. And the same go-to recipes can get boring, especially as parents face dinnertime challenges, like picky palates and making meals on a budget. Celebrity chef and dad Tim Love has partnered with Hellman's Mayonnaise for the Chicken Change-Up. The program helps families break out of dinner routines with delicious, juicy chicken recipe ideas, like Parmesan-crusted chicken that parents can whip up in no time. Chef Tim Love.
Chicken's a staple in my house, and I'm always looking for twists on dishes to keep meals interesting. Since Hellman's Real Mayonnaise is made with simple ingredients like eggs, oil, and vinegar, it's how I keep my chicken juicy and crispy.
Visit Facebook.com/Hellman's to take part in the Chicken Change-Up and enter to win daily prizes and a $5,000 grocery card grand prize. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the Operations and Membership Golf Professional at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about chipping. Chipping is one of the easiest shots in the game. I know some of you may not believe that, but chipping is a very valuable shot to have in your bag. First of all, I just want to explain the basic setup. You're going to choke down on all your clubs around the green. Why? Because you're going to want more control. Second of all, you want to keep your weight left or forward on the shot and keep it still. We don't want any lower body on a simple chip and run shot. Then we want to get the club and our arms to form a capital letter Y, keeping our wrists firm, and just make a simple little stroke at the ball, accelerating through to the target. So choke down, weight left, letter Y, and we'll hit more solid shots around the green.
For more on chipping and getting the ball up and down to save strokes, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers, for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday morning at this time. Jerry Butenhoff with you from the Broadmoor Resort. Thanks to Kathy for this weekend's tips. Just got married last August, I believe it was. So good for her. Nice gal. Talking to Doyle Heisler from I Wanna Maker, an application that you can use for a company and corporate outings. You can also set up your own event with some friends of yours, too. We'll talk about how all of that works. And Doyle, what I see being very, very beneficial here is perhaps the elimination of some of the less than forthright scores that you might hear sometimes at a tournament. You know, you hear about these guys that are somehow they're playing in these scrambles or shambles and they're 13 under through five holes already or something like that. This will kind of eliminate that, won't it?
Yes, it will, because now you've got a device where you are putting your scores in hole by hole, and everyone who is using it in the tournament knows what everyone else is doing. And it's, what's even fun, more fun, is you can actually go in and pull up scorecards of other teams and see how they did as the round progresses.
So just like certain players on tour, some are scoreboard watchers, some aren't. Now we can do that too, huh?
That's right. Yeah, we can all do it. It was fun last year, you know, when we ran the tournament here at the Broadmoor, and When the players got down to four or five holes to go, that's where it really gets exciting, Jerry. Is when you know that you've got two strokes to make up, and you've got four or five holes to do it, your whole game plan changes, and now you really bring the team aspect into the game. Whereas, you know, maybe you're at 15 under, the leaders are at 17 under, and you're just going to accept the 15 under, thinking that hey, this might win it, so you play conservatively in. But if you knew you're two down, it's a whole different game.
Really, certainly is. Now, explain the IT part of this. Now, I'm not going to be able to follow along with all this probably, but for the people out there that kind of are a little more techie than I am, what went into, you know, producing this whole thing, and give us some of the geeky aspects of this thing,
okay,
if you will.
And that,
if I may use that term.
That's me. You know, I've been in IT now for over 20 years. And this is kind of what I'm taking my IT background and I'm applying it to golf is really okay. What happened here, and I started off by just saying, you know, what could we do with this smartphone and be able to keep track of scores, and that wasn't the most difficult part, because that was done with a simple Google Docs spreadsheet, a spreadsheet shared amongst anyone who could use it.
Okay,
you know, a spread just adding numbers up, but I had to think of a way to be able to, because when you talk about a tournament, you've got what's involved. You got a course, you got a date and time, and you got people, you got golfers, right? So the date and time and the course, we understand how to do that. We can pick that. But how do you gather up the golfers and allow them to talk about the tournament that you're, or the event that you're organizing, before, during, and after.
Okay.
And so that's where I tied in the social network piece. We all know about Facebook and how everyone wants to go on Facebook and share stuff about their family, about things like that. Well, I thought, well, gosh, you know, golfers love to brag. You know, they want their score up there in front of everyone, right? So what I did, well, if they got a birdie, you know, sure. Wouldn't it be nice to let everyone know, all your friends know, the instant you got a birdie? So I brought into the picture the whole social network piece. So how everything is built is that you sign up to iwanamaker.com on the social network. Anyone can do it. It's absolutely free. Once you sign in and you want to go create an event, you go do that yourself. You invite all your friends to play at this golf course at this time, and this is my format. It might be an individual stroke play event. It might be a scramble. So once you get that organized, then everyone gets emails saying, hey, we're meeting on this day at this time, and everyone shows up, and then you bring on the smartphone piece. You log into your smartphone, you touch on your event that you're playing in, and off you go. Now, it's actually even simpler and faster to score on the iWanamaker scoring system than it is to do it on a card because, and we've done testing on this, because as you're walking, as you're driving in your cart, you're touching and you're putting your score in. So versus having to stop and write it down on a scorecard. So you know, it's these things that I ask myself, you know, do we really believe that scoring is going to be done on a smartphone going forward? And I keep answering that question. It's got to, because everyone's carrying these things around. Who wouldn't want to be able to pull up their score? Better yet, let me go back to the thing about what we're incorporating into the product is every time someone gets a birdie, all their friends are notified that they just got a birdie at the Broadmoor hole number 6 or whatever it might be. It's bragging rights, right? That's what we tried to create here.
Or better yet, when someone finally gets that first hole in one. I mean, I know I'm posting that somewhere, you know, as soon as I can.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. You talked about creating, you know, your own event. Let's say that I've got 3 of my buddies and we're heading to the Pebble Beach area for a few days of golf, and you've got 3 of your buddies and you're at Pinehurst. We can, I'm guessing we can use this to set up a little competition with my group at Pebble and your group at Pinehurst and do the same thing that you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Virtual golf.
Okay.
It can be dispersed across the world, you know, Ireland and here. It doesn't really matter. The courses have the rating and they have a slope, so that sort of sets the playing ground even. And so, absolutely right. You go in, you create the event, you pick 2 different courses, you pick your players that are playing on each course. All they do is they log in and they pick their event, because the event ties all 8 of those golfers together, okay, or 6, however many you've got. It really doesn't matter where they're playing. It's independent of where you are. So now we're talking virtual golf. The other thing that brings that into the picture there, too, is that you played the Broadmoor on Monday. I can't get out, but I want to play against you. I can bring up your score and play against you a day or two later.
Uh-huh. And when we do that, I'll just hope that I get the calmer day and you get the wind.
you hit the nail on the head there, Jerry. That is the only factor. Yeah. And we might have to place our wagers a little bit different.
Yeah, adjusted for you know, the 70 degree day that I get versus the 47 degree day that you get.
Yeah, that's right.
Which can easily happen a lot of places from one day to another.
And wagering is the big one there. You know, that's what we'd have to be careful on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you talk about setting up these events, this is something, I mean, is this something that the host location has to worry much about, or is that more for someone who's in charge of the charity tournament or the company outing or whatever? That's something that they can kind of handle, and the home course really doesn't have to do a lot with, I'm guessing. Is that right?
Absolutely. They do not. It can go either way. A head pro can set it up. We're envisioning that the head pro, anyone can do it. Whoever wants to take charge. Actually, I want to give an example of a combination. So the corporation might be able to put in all the participants because they're the ones putting it on, but they might not know much about the format.
Okay.
So they do the front end part, invite all the people to come, which is what they do right now. We're not reinventing the wheel
right
here. So they do all that part, and then it moves on to the head pro, who sets up the rounds, picks the tee boxes and all that sort of thing. So really it can be a combination of several people, or it can be just one person running it all the way through. It could be a men's club or a men's league person who wants to say, hey, I'm the techie guy in the league here. I'll set everything up. I'll invite the people. I'll take care of all that. And all you guys have to do is show up and put your scores in.
Beautiful. Talking with Joel Heisler, the developer of the iWanamaker scoring application for company and corporate golf outings. Now, how are you getting the word out to people? I guess you went to the PGA show in Orlando this past January, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, end of January we launched the product. We had tremendous responses from the PGA professionals of America. They have been, what's interesting is when you explain this to them, their immediate response is, boy, we've been waiting for this for years. Because right now they endure a lot of pain in putting on an event. And if you've ever been at an event, you know what happens at the end. Everyone comes in and they throw all their scorecards at they're collecting all these scorecards and they're handing it to a calligrapher person, and he's up there or she's up there writing all the scores in and building this leaderboard, and everyone is waiting around anxiously to find out, did we win or did we not win? You know, who won the tournament? And then you got the guys that are out there playing an extra couple holes and they're not coming in till later. Everyone looks at the people putting the tournament on, say, you know, this is not going so good. So these are the reasons why the head pros are telling us that they cannot wait to start using it, because it's going to make their life easier and make the game more fun.
And especially speed up things at the end, like you're talking about, because by the time you hand in 32 scorecards, let's say, and they do all the tabulations, now you've got the real-time scoring, you're probably taking 20 or 30 minutes off the time before we can start eating, huh?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. The other thing that you find a lot in this is that they're asking themselves, okay, we're just getting these scorecards. We're putting those scores up. Assuming that there was no math errors on the scorecard. See, we know that computers don't make math errors. If everything is built correctly, that the scores, when you put it in and it subtracts off whatever, if you had a handicap, it's going to do that right. I've been running tournaments now for over 14 years. And I can't tell you how many times I've taken scorecards and I've entered them in the computer, entered the scores in, but yet when the net is calculated, it's wrong a lot of times. I had tournaments where I had the wrong winner because the net
was... That's not good. Doyle, tell people listening how they can get onto iWanamaker and sign up and start going on with this thing.
All you have to do is go to iWanamaker.com, and register. You need a first name, last name, email address, and a password. There's nothing else you need. After that, it is such a simple piece of software to use. It's all online. Anyone can learn how to do it, and anyone can use it. It's absolutely free to the public, to anyone who wants to use the application.
All right, and that's the letter I, Wanamaker, spelled just like the trophy. Doyle, thanks for filling us in. This sounds like something that I think a lot of people will jump on board, and certainly once people find out, a lot of the tournament people at courses will really jump on this. Doyle Heisler on Tee to Green. Be back with On Tour right after this.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's the fastest hour in radio. Tita Green. This segment brought to you locally in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Give them a call at 471-9900. The Tour Pros this week, the PGA Tour is in the Tampa area. Retief Goosen and Jim Furyk tied for the lead at minus 11 through three rounds, and it's a tight leaderboard. Jason Duffner, who of course lost the PGA playoff to Keegan Bradley last year, Jason Duffner and Sangmoon Bai are a stroke back at minus 10. John Malinger and Ken Duke at 9 under, and then Els, Donald, and Reavie at minus 8. So a tight leaderboard there in the Tampa Bay area today. The women are in Phoenix, the first U.S. stop on the LPGA Tour, the Founders Cup, and no Americans on the way up on the leaderboard here. Ai Miyazato and Yanni Tseng tied at minus 14. Miyazato caught Yanni yesterday with three straight birdies in the back. She shot a 66. They're at minus 14. Nayan Choi, second ranked in the world now, at minus 13. Inbi Park and I.K. Kim at 11 under. And then a logjam of seven players at minus 9. But that would be a lot to ask for them to catch the leaders there. The Champions Tour in Newport Beach, California. Lovely place, the Newport Beach Country Club. Great golf course, the Toshiba Classic. Mark Calcavecchia at minus 8 after a pair of 67s. He's two ahead of Fred Couples and Lauren Roberts. Three better than Bernard Langer, Mark McNulty, and David Eager. And that does it for another Sunday. Thank yous today to Justin Honia, Director of Product Development for Adams Golf, for the information on the Speedline series of drivers and fairway woods and all other things about Adams Golf. Go to adamsgolf.com. Of course, they were the inventors of the hybrid, really. And they've done a lot of good stuff since then. Doyle Heisler from I Wanamaker. That's the letter I Wanamaker, like the trophy. iwanamaker.com to find out about real-time scoring for your tournament or your own individual event. Something I think is really going to take off across America. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Scott back in the studio for running everything today. Hope you have a good week out there, folks. Until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.